Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We are brought to you by The Sports Grill in Cranberry. We're also brought to you by Archie's on Carson Street. Get down to Archie's, the official chicken wing of the Fan. Archie's, home of 80 Cent Wings Monday through Thursday. It is also the home of the Paul's Ice Grilled Cheese Sandwich. You just heard Hank Aaron died. It's obviously a sad day when anybody dies. So, I mean, you know, but when it's somebody who's such a large presence in the world and had such a great impact. I mean, people, you know, sometimes you forget. I mean, you know, when did he retire from playing baseball? Probably, what, 1976? I'm looking at it right here. Well, I mean, that was 44 years ago. And in those 44 years since he played baseball, he probably had a far greater impact on the world with all of his charitable endeavors, with all of his community service, with all of the things that he's worked on. And so, you know, this was not just a great baseball player. This was a great human being. And I think that when you look at these kinds of guys, you know, it does cause, you know, you to pause. And I think the thing about it is you learn about these guys. But more importantly, you learn a lot about the world. And, you know, when we talk about racism, for instance, I mean, read this guy's story. It's incredible the stuff that he had to put up with as he was chasing, you know, was it Babe Ruth's record for home runs? And the people that were rooting against him and the people that were, you know, calling in death threats. I mean, I will never in my life. Yeah, people say, oh, you know, you're a cynical guy or whatever. You know what? But I can tell you this for one, I am not judgmental of people at all. And I cannot for the life of me understand or even try and come to grips with the fact that somebody hates somebody else they don't know for no other reason other than they are look different or they're a little different. I mean, it just doesn't, I can't even, that doesn't compute with me. But there were legions of people that were calling in death threats and, you know, saying all kinds of things and, you know, yelling stuff at stadiums and all of this stuff that he had to fight through. It's incredible. And there are days when I want to believe, well, you know, it's better. But there's other days where I'm like, maybe it's not. I think we've moved forward. I think we have made some real strides in certain areas. But man, when you read about what he had to kind of overcome, and, you know, anybody that thinks that that's not something that is, you know, real adversity or whatever, you have no idea what you're talking about. I mean, baseball players and athletes, you know, overcome a lot of things to begin with. But when you have a lot of people that are rooting against you because of the color of your skin, that is something that is really, really, really just an addition to everything unbelievable that he was able to overcome all that, number one. And number two, he was able to do it with, like, a real humility and grace and dignity that in the end made it very clear that he won. You know, there was no giving into that stuff. 86 years old. 86 years old. But again, everything about him was absolutely, you know, just extraordinary. So, you know, you read all the things that are being said about him, that people are talking about him, and all of that stuff. It's just, you know, when someone dies, the way people talk about them sometimes is hyperbole. But when universally, you know, and there's world leaders and government, you know, officials and, you know, people that are way larger than a sport who have issued statements about Hank Aaron and his impact and his legacy. It's an incredible life this guy lived. Forget about baseball. It's an incredible life this guy lived. And the impact he had and all that other stuff is incredible. It really is. So, you know, to me, it's just, you know, it's eye-opening. It's another reminder of, you know, some of the ugly parts of our history, you know. But by the same token, we can celebrate Hank Aaron, all the things that he did. And all of the things that he was involved in that were positive, you know. Now, 2 weeks ago, and this kind of gives you an idea of who he is and what he is. 2 weeks ago, he publicly did the COVID vaccine because he wanted to be a role model for black men that you can take this and it's safe. Now, again, that you can. You know, people have been I made that point earlier today, and a bunch of people lost their minds. I'm not saying one thing is connected to the other, but the point is that's something that happened 2 weeks ago. But the larger point is he was doing it as community service. That's the larger point about it all, too. You know, I mean, again, if you want to read into, you're trying to connect one to the other. No, I'm not. I'm not a doctor. You know, I do know there have been some adverse effects to that kind of stuff, but I'm not a doctor, and I don't know that's something that's really, you know, my call to make. But the larger point that people seem to want to miss about that is that he was doing community service. He was trying to say, look, this vaccine is safe. I'll take it. If I can take it at 86, you can take it. And that's who he was. That's who he was. He cared about a community. He cared about making this world a better place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.